You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A possible tornado in southern Eau Claire County yesterday evening, with photos of it and reports from an emergency manager of structure damage. Radar and reports show the path of the twister may stretch from Fall Creek east to Augusta. Trees also caught fire when they tumbled onto power lines in Rothschild and Cronenwetter in Marathon County. Winds are reported reaching 50 miles per hour in Wausau and 55 miles per hour in Rhinelander. Quarter-size hail was scattered in some of the storms across the state, and nearly ping-pong ball-size hail hit Sydney, just outside of Marshfield in Clark County. While winds in Withy whipped up to 60 miles per hour, Wisconsinites this morning, about 2,500 of them, are waking up with no power. School district leaders across the state are trying to figure out what to do. Savannah Tomei-Olsen reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Stacy Nelson is the director of food nutrition services for the Menominee School District. She says that federal money helped them move away from big box foods and give kids more nutritious options from local farmers.
Continuing to pull programs that are meant as a support to those kids isn't going to make America healthy again, which is what we keep saying we're trying to do.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste.
The man at the center of the Judge Dugan controversy in Milwaukee is currently being held at a Dodge County detention facility. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
The judge was arrested and charged with felonies, with the feds saying she helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid ICE detention. Flores Ruiz is a 32-year-old Mexican national. He faces multiple charges in Milwaukee County, including battery with a domestic violence enhancer. That stems from a March 12th incident where he allegedly attacked his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. The alleged victims of the Milwaukee battery were waiting in court to testify when the judge allegedly assisted Flores Ruiz. Those victims have chosen to keep their identities concealed due to safety concerns. Judge Dugan will be in court as a defendant May 15th. Forward Latino and local leaders are gathering at the Milwaukee County Courthouse today to denounce the Dugan arrest and what they call governmental overreach threatening judicial integrity.
And a new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. For more details and permit qualifications, visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcohol Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov.
And gas prices in the Wausau area today range from $2.82 to $2.99. All UW-Madison students whose visas had been revoked by the Trump administration have now had their visas restored. Savannah Tomei-Olsen has the details.
27 students and alumni had their visas canceled and were told they should self-deport immediately. Two students sued the administration in U.S. District Court, and both times the students won the right to stay. Last week, across the country, people's visa records started to come back online as active without explanation. UW-Madison leaders confirmed that's what happened for all students and alumni who were impacted. That includes at least a handful of them who were told their visas were canceled after years of studying and now being just weeks away from graduation. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin says she's relieved and grateful. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, about 4,700 students across the country have had their visas revoked.
And the American Red Cross wants to recognize heroes in our communities. Lisa Hale has more.
Local heroes who've shown exceptional courage, dedication, and selflessness in heroic contributions to their communities. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Chapter.
We have firefighters that have gone above and beyond to save lives, or, you know, someone who was just working in a grocery store and was able to save the life of somebody who collapsed. Just amazing stories that otherwise wouldn't get heard and wouldn't get told, and make those nominations. Tell that story and allow us to recognize the heroic acts of people in quiet communities, in small ways that have made a big difference.
Visit redcross.org/Wisconsin for information. Lawmakers are holding roundtable discussions to hear from the community about effects that federal cuts and actions have had on local Wisconsinites. Senator Brad Pfaff felt it was a good listening session, but he heard a lot of fear.
Comments that were shared by the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
When it comes to Head Start, representatives stated that no one seems to know what's going on. The response they hear is, "Don't call us, we'll call you."
It's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start, and especially early childhood education is so very important.
Senator Sarah Kieski said that people are really concerned and anxious, wondering what's going to happen next.
There are consequences to these decisions that are having ripple out effects that are beyond what had been considered and are now going to be affecting more and more people, creating more and more damage, and therefore we'll also have more things that we will ultimately have to fix or pay for or address down the road.
Perhaps the best advice for all of us came from Roxanne Kluberantz-Gerber.
The biggest thing that you can do right now is reach out to those federal legislators, not just once,
yes,
not just twice, consistently, daily, weekly. Make sure that your voices are heard. Continue to flood their emails, their voicemails with your concerns. If we stop, if you do a one and done, they're going to think it doesn't matter anymore.
The roundtable discussion was held in Richland Center on Thursday. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a 1-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team and being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up, get up, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before The Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby D. thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy, a little breezy this morning, becoming sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-50s. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.